Blog Talk Radio.
Bless you. Lord, bless
Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, you tapped into Straight to the Point, Midnight Hour with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Ladies and gentlemen, her voice is coming up live right after this next song. Ladies and gentlemen, with the call-in number, 347-843-4559. The call-in number, 347-843-4559. Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson is coming up right after this next song. Thank you so much. God bless you.
From him we are nothing. So all that we have and all that we are is in Jesus.
Ladies and gentlemen, we give you Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. God bless you.
God bless you. Blessings, 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 everyone. Everyone out there in radio land, a song says, Lord, bless my house as I bless you. Even if you can say that tonight. Lord God, bless my house. Don't just bless me, God. I want you to bless my family. I'm praising you, God, for my family's blessing. I'm praising you, God, for my friends' blessings. I'm praising you, God, for my coworkers' blessings. I'm praising you, God, for the pastor, his wife's blessing, and her husband's blessing. I'm praising you, God, for the blessings of those who have been laboring. Father, those who have been laboring and standing firm on your word and pressing and pushing. God bless my house, not just my house, but as I bless you. Hallelujah. I love that song. She said, Lord, bless my house as I bless you. So I come tonight and I want to bless everyone that is listening, everyone that is listening on tonight, those of you who are listening by way of the internet, those of you who are listening by way of live, those of you who are going to play back, I come to give you a special blessing. I pray that the Lord will bless you in the city. He will bless you in the field. That he will bless you everywhere that you take your foot to step on, whatever territory that you step on, that God will give it to you. If you're praying for a wavering child, that God will bring them back to the fold. If you're praying for a husband, that God will save, deliver. If you're praying for a wife, that God will save and deliver that wife. If you're praying for cousins, the uncles, nephews, aunts, sisters, and brothers, I pray for the entire family on tonight. I pray for the blood family, and I pray for those that you consider family, those that you go to church with, those who are in the body of Christ. I pray that God will bless them. Amen. You have been listening and you have tuned into Straight to the Point. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, let me tell you who we are. Straight to the Point is a prophetic broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions for the body of Christ. We are here for you. We are here for the nations. We are here for the government. We are here for the body of Christ. We are here every single Monday night on 347-843-4559, to bring you a revelatory word, to bring you a word that will meet you straight where you're at, to bring you a word that is very relevant to what's going on in the body of Christ, what's going on in your environment, what's going on, to bring you clarity, to make sure and ensure that you hear the word of the Lord, and that not only that you hear the word of the Lord, but that it does something to you as it relates. For some of you all, it may take you to the next realm, some of you to the next dimension. It may very well heal and deliver and set some of you free. It may very well give you answers to a confused mind. It may very well give you a sound mind. Amen. It may very well give you instructions to what and or where it is that God is asking you to go to for your next step in Him, for your next venture, for your next business deal, for your next ministry endeavor. Amen. All to bring you a word, because God cared for you. I tell you guys all the time how much God loves you and how much God wants the very best for you, and that God says that you are the apple of His hand. I tell you all the time that it's nothing that God won't do for you. But if you put your trust in Him, don't waver, but trust in the Lord your God. He will come through for you mighty, and He will come through for you mighty in battle, because He is the Lord your God. You know, He's the same God. You know, the same God from all those years ago in the Bible days that created the heavens and that created the earth. He's the same God. He stood up high and He looked down low. He's the same God, hallelujah, that allowed Himself to be placed in flesh and be birthed out as Jesus the Son, but at the same time 100% God and 100% man, to walk before you, to tell you and to show you, to teach you, and to be a living example, to show you how to love, to show you how to forgive. He's the same God that walked the earth and healed the sick. He raised the dead to show you that He's a miracle, wonder-working God. He's the same God that not only set that rarely went to the sanctuary, but he was out and he did street ministry to let us know that this is what it's all about. It's about going out there and helping the hurting. It's about going out there and hurting the downtrodden. It's about going out there and lifting your brothers and sisters up and letting them know it doesn't matter where you've been, it doesn't matter where you are, but you can start all over again. That is hope for you. It doesn't matter if you know what you did last night, because your past, your future, and your present and your future is covered under the blood. He's the same God, my Lord, and he is speaking. He is speaking even tonight as I'm speaking. The Lord is speaking, and he simply sent me to ask you all on tonight, can you hear me now? I've been calling you. I've been talking to you. You've been praying, and I've been answering you, but you just not listening. He simply sent me to tell you that, and I asked you the question, can you hear me now? Praise the Lord. So we have a really good show for you on tonight. Before we get started, I want to thank the founder and the CEO of this awesome network, Dr. Kevin Bond, for allowing us to broadcast every single Monday night on 347-843-4559 at 8:00 p.m. every single Monday night to bring you an experience that will change your life. You know, the thing about it is, it's one thing to keep coming on here every Monday night and there's no change. There's another thing, you could come on to a show and you see change. You see, you know, change in your life, change in your family life. And that's what it's all about. You know, I told God, I said, we get to the point where people are not being transformed, when people are not being delivered, when people are not being healed, when people are not being set free, when people problems and they're not getting, when people have problems and they're not getting answers to their problems, then, Lord, you know, really, then take me off the show, because at the end of the day, I want to be used as your vessel, but I want to see change. I want to see growth. I want to see people change. I want to see atmospheres, yes, shifted. I want to see people delivered. I want to see people healed. You know, it's a shame that so many people that go to church, they've been in church for 20 years, and there hasn't been a change. And I tell God, I said, Lord, this isn't my show. This isn't my vision. This is your vision. This is your show. I'm just a vessel. I'm just a vessel, and I thank you, and I'm taking it for granted that you have decided to use me. You know, it was a song that said, if you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Take my hand, Lord. Take my feet. Here's my heart, Lord. Speak to me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. We used to sing that song. Yes, and it's come sometimes. I guess they really play it on the radio that often. But, you know, I love that song. And the second song you heard was by my girl. I love LaShawn Pace. Oh, my goodness. She has an awesome record that I used to listen to all the time, especially it's a song she used to sing that said, I trust you, Lord. I mean, that song is powerful. And tonight we're going to talk a little bit about trusting God. We're going to talk a little bit about knowing the voice of God and knowing when God is speaking. And I guarantee you, I'm not going to be before you long. I got to get ready I'm about to travel in the next day. And so I'm not going to be before you long, as I just wanted to come on tonight and bless you guys. Speak blessings over your life tonight before I get up on this plane. And I just wanted to let you guys know that God loves you, and that no matter what you're going through, that and I just keep hearing in my mind and in my heart that somebody is going through something and you feel like you can't start over. And God said, you can start over again. It's in my spirit. You can start over again. And you're not too old. You're not too old that you can start over again. And God said he's been speaking to you. He's been giving you the answer. Somebody's been praying and asking God, well, God, what should I do? You know, what should I do? What steps do I need to take? And I hear God just simply saying that I want you to tell that person that I've been speaking to them. But they ask me what should they do, but then they go to other people and they try to get the answer from them instead of just sitting in my presence and waiting for me to give them the answer, and or me speaking to them and giving them the answer and them not recognizing that it's me speaking. And so we talked about this before, how very important it was and that it is to know the voice of God, how very important it is and to know when God is speaking. Hallelujah. So I'm not going to be before you long. I am going to open up the lines. It's 8:20, so I'm going to try to be off here by 8, finish this message by 8:40, and we'll open up the lines. And so, again, I know that the word is for somebody, whether you listen to by way of internet, by live, or you're going to call back. But one thing I know for sure, God doesn't make no mistakes when it comes to a word that he has given his servant, and I call myself his servant, to speak. And that it's for somebody on tonight. And I pray that you will hearken to the voice of the Lord and that you will allow yourself to be placed and put yourself in a posture to hear his voice, because it is very crucial. It's very important that you hear these instructions for the next level for your life, for the next thing that God wants to take you to. It's very important that you hear him speak to you, because it's going to make all the difference to your next decision. Hallelujah. Let me say that again. It's very important that you hear God speaking, because it's going to make all the difference in your next move. It's going to make all the difference in where you should go next. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're coming out of the book of Samuel on tonight. We're coming out of the book of Samuel. For those of you who don't know Samuel, his mama name was Hannah. And if you read 1 Samuel, it talks about who Hannah was. You know, Hannah was a woman who loved God, but she was barren, and she was not able to have children. And she was married to a man who had another wife. So he had two wives. It was her and Peninnah. And she was mocked and she was teased because she couldn't have children. And she went before the Lord and she prayed and asked God to give her a child, you know, to give her, bless her. She got tired of being mocked. She got tired of being barren. And in those days, and it's something that you need to understand, in those days, if a woman wasn't able to give birth, if a woman was considered barren, then, you know, it was kind of like a thing where it was disgraceful back in those days. It was disgraceful. And it was a culture thing back then, you know, and it's still a culture thing in a lot of other countries. You know, people feel that if a woman can't give birth, but we know that there are so many other alternatives now in this time. Amen. So we going back, and I'm talking about going back to the biblical time frame in that time frame. Because let me just say this so people can know, and I'm just going to school y'all a little bit in theology. You know, it's important to, when you exegete scripture and when you interpret scripture, that you understand the time that it was written in. See, a lot of times people will read a scripture and they will try to interpret it, and then they will try to make it say, okay, this is it, and make it applicable, and say they will try to make it applicable to this time. But they got to understand that when you're reading the Bible, that you got to look at the time, the culture, the history. Sometimes you even got to read the whole chapter or even chapters before then, before you even, you know, able to really interpret what God is really speaking in his next verse or his next chapter. So, you know, we learn that in theology. That's why it's so important that people are learned when it comes to the scriptures, because if not, they have folk all messed up. And again, like I said, in those times, they considered women who were barren as some type of disgrace. So she was barren. She went before the Lord and she prayed and she asked God to bless her with a seed, to bless her with a child. And, you know, God talking to her voice and God blessed her. God blessed her with a child. And the child that she birthed, his name was Samuel. And we know him today as being the prophet Samuel. But she birthed Samuel. And because of her, she was so grateful to God, and she told God before she birthed him that if he blessed her with a child, that she would give him back to him. And she did just that. She did exactly what she said she was going to do. So after she birthed birthed Samuel, weaned him off of the breast or whatever. She went ahead and did what she told God she was going to do. She gave him to Eli, who was the priest, and said, I want you to bring him up in your home. And so if you read 1 Samuel, the third chapter, I just wanted to give you some history. If you read that, and if you go to, let's go to 1 Samuel, the third chapter. I'm going to read from 1 to, let's see, 1 to 10, okay? And I'm going to read the Amplified, okay, because I like the Amplified better. It says, now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli. The word of the Lord was rare and precious in those days. There was no frequent or widely spread vision. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had dimmed so that he could not see, was lying down in his own place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out in the temple of the Lord. The lamp of God was, and Samuel was lying down. When the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, here I am. He ran to Eli and said, here I am, for you called me. Eli said, I did not call you. Lie down again. So he went and he lay down. And the Lord called again and said, Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, here am I. You did call me. Eli answered, I did not call you. My son, lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord was not yet revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel the third time, and he went to Eli and said, here I am, for you did call me. Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli said to Samuel, go lie down, and if he calls you, you should say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So Samuel went and lay down in this place. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. The Lord told Samuel, and I won't go into that prophecy. So I'm going to end right there. You know, I read this, and what came to my mind was, and for those of you who are just tuning in, the title of this message is, Can You Hear Me Now? What came to my mind, what stood out to me, were a couple of things. The first thing that stood out to me was that God called Samuel. That was part of the first thing. God called Samuel. Samuel yet did not know his voice, so he went to Eli. He went to Eli for counsel. He went to Eli thinking it was Eli that called him. So instead of Eli recognizing that it could have been God who called Samuel the first time, he sent them back. So that's the first thing that got to my mind, that came to my mind. The second thing that came to my mind was that God didn't intervene. God called Samuel. And God said nothing. Samuel went to Eli. Eli said, go back. Eli lay down. God called Samuel again. God did not intervene. And what I mean by God didn't intervene, he didn't say, it's me, God. He just looked at the whole situation. He just looked at it. He watched it. Samuel got back up. Samuel went to Eli, who was supposed to be the mentor, the priest, okay, who was supposed to have known God, who was supposed to have had a relationship with God, so keen to God's voice that he should have known that it was God calling Samuel. Now, we can understand Samuel because Samuel had not yet established a relationship with the Lord yet. So, no, okay? Sent the back the third time. Went back out there. Said, surely. So Samuel finally said, okay, this must be God. Eli finally said, this must be God. Now, Eli, you've been walking with God all this long time, and you didn't know that it was God the first time. Okay, maybe the first time, but the second time? So he sent them. But the thing to get me is God still didn't intervene. God watched it, watched the whole thing. And I said, well, God, why didn't you just say it's me? Why didn't you just say that it's me, Samuel, calling you, it's not Eli? And the Lord said that it's very important that his children know his voice. It's very important because I hear in my mind, I hear Jesus even speaking, as I just said, that my sheep knoweth my voice, and a stranger will they not go to. So it's very important that in a lot of you, God is trying to take you to the next level in him. God is trying to usher you to greatness. God is trying to, some of you, God has been speaking and God has been trying to tell you which way to go, which direction to go. And a lot of you still to this day does not even recognize and know the voice of the Lord and know when God is speaking. And I said, God, why didn't you just intervene? And he said, it's very important that my people know my voice, because it's three voices that are always speaking. The first voice is us, ourselves. We're always speaking to ourselves. The voice in our little mind is always speaking to us, right? The second voice is a demonic spirit being used by the enemy to try to come and confuse us. Okay? And if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, the third voice is the Holy Spirit. Okay? So those voices are always talking. God is always talking, either by way of whether he's showing you a dream, either by way he's speaking to you by the utterance of the Holy Spirit, or either by way of a vision. But we are always speaking to ourselves as well. And when we begin to speak to ourselves, we start talking ourselves out of our blessings. And that's what we have to be careful of. A lot of you, after God has spoken to you about a certain thing, about a certain situation, about which direction to go, you have allowed yourself to talk you out of it. A lot of you haven't received certain things because you've talked yourself out of your blessing. You've talked yourself by whatever way or which way one could be, is because you don't believe that you're worthy to get the blessing. You don't believe that you're worthy, or you don't believe that it's God, or you don't believe that it was God that told you, or you allow somebody to come and steal the word out of your heart. The Bible says that when we have received the word, the devil comes to steal it out of our hearts. But who allows him to steal it? We allow him to steal it when we doubt, when we walk in fear. That's when he's able to steal it. And or when we listen to somebody who wasn't there when God told you otherwise. And a lot of times we'll be listening to folk who wasn't there when God told you that he was going to make you a multimillionaire. God told you that you would get married. That God told you, those who are barren, that you were going to have children. That God told you to start that business venture. That God told you to start that ministry. Nine times out of ten, when God spoke to you, it was just you and him in the room. It was just you and him. Wherever you was at, it was just you and God who spoke that thing to you. But a lot of you have tuned God out and have allowed the noise to come in. I hear the Lord saying that you have allowed clatter, the loudness of clatter, to cloudy your mind, that have allowed you to distance yourself from the spoken word that I originally gave you. And I hear the Lord saying, I'm speaking, can you hear me now? Hallelujah. So going back to the word at 1 Samuel, we see that God didn't intervene. And God sees us, and he sees us just as he saw Samuel, kept getting up, going to Eli. But at that point, and I'm looking at this thing, because see, even Eli didn't give Samuel the correct counsel. No, he didn't. He took him three times to get it right. And that goes to show, and God said, I want you to take the people through this, because this is what they need to see. And a lot of times we depend so much on man. We depend so much on our, now let me tell you, God does give us mentors. So we bless the mentors on tonight. We bless the spiritual fathers and mothers on tonight. We bless them on tonight. Okay? But sometimes they get it wrong. And a lot of times we rely so heavily on our spiritual parents or our mentors that we forget that they're not God and that they are human, that they make mistakes. So a lot of times we got to, and God said, what I'm revealing to you, what I want to give you has to come straight from me, and you got to get in a place, in a position, in a posture that you know that it's God, and no, I don't care who it is that come behind me and tell you that it's not me, that you're able to be fortified and that you're able to stand flat-footed and tell them that I heard God for myself, that it was God. And God simply sent me to tell you on tonight and to ask you, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Because I want to bless you. Not only did I want to bless you, but I want to bless your whole entire family. I want to save that wayward child you've been praying for. I want to bless your parents that you've been praying for, your children. I want to bless them, those wayward nieces and nephews. I want to usher you into greatness. I want to give you a promotion on a job. I want, and those of you who have businesses, he said, I want to expand your territory. I want to enlarge your territory. I want to expand your borders. I want to usher you into your wealthy place, but you got to follow my instructions, and you got to know my voice. Because, see, one thing, and thank you, God, I just heard God say Nehemiah. Thing about Nehemiah, that when he heard the instructions of the Lord, he kept plowing. He kept going. And no matter who came up against the vision, he said, I ain't coming down. I heard what y'all said. I heard the lies that have been spoken. I heard the lies that have been spoken, and then I heard the rumors. But he said, I heard God first, and God told me to build this, and I can't come down until it's built. I don't got time for foolishness. I ain't got time to be caught up in drama. I don't got time to be caught up in no rumors, because I'm doing a great work. And that's the same mentality that God wants us to have. He wants us to have the mentality that when he speaks, that we have heard and that we're plowing, that it don't matter what we're not allowing ourselves to get in the way of the blessing. It doesn't matter who come up and say, oh my God, you've been building that thing for 2 years. It ain't finished yet. Oh my goodness, you've been doing this for this long. God said, when I give you a word, I want you to obey it. And I said, well, God, I'm looking at Samuel. Couldn't you just intervene and just say, Samuel, it's me? He said, no, I could not. Because I expect my sheep, I expect my prophets, I expect my men, women of God, who I have called by my name, to know my voice, because it's all in the process. A lot of you have been going through a process, and God has not intervened on your behalf. He has not, and he could have. A lot of you that's been going through sickness and been going through sickness for a long time, you're probably like, God, you could just heal me today and just it'll be over with. But God said, if I do that, then what would happen with you? What would happen to you knowing that I've already given you the dominion, I've already given you the power for you to speak the healing? God said, I've given it to you. He said, everything. He said, it's the reason why Jesus said, when you pray, pray on earth as it is in heaven. That means that everything that I have up here with me in heaven, I've got it inside of you. The kingdom is in you, but you got to know. So God was showing Samuel that you got to know that you're my prophet. You got to know that men going to sometimes tell you the wrong thing. That's why you got to be so wrapped up and tied up in me that you know that when I speak, that is me, and that you got to be so wrapped up and tied up when I say make a move, you make a move. You got to be so wrapped up and tied up when I say shake it off, you got to be able to shake it off. Well, you got to be so wrapped up and tied up when I say excellent thing, you excellent. You got to be so wrapped up and tied up when I say enter in, you enter in. You got to be so wrapped up and tied up and entangled in me that you know my voice, and that no devil, no demon, no witch, no warlock will ever promise it, don't you ever let nobody separate you from the love of God. I don't care what it is that you go through. I don't care if you're going through a sickness. I don't care if you're going through a disease. I don't care what it is that you're going through. You got to lean on the word of God and know that you know that you know that you know that you know, know that if God said it, I believe it. You got to believe that thing all the way to the end till it come to pass. You got to be persuaded. Paul said, I persuaded in my own mind. You got to be persuaded in your own mind. You got to be so persuaded in your mind that your voice obey you. You got to sometimes say, shut up, voice. I'm speaking, and I'm speaking the word of God that says that I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm the lender and not the borrower. You got to be able to tell your voice and the devil voice, get under my feet. My God, who on a count of 1,000 hills, my God, Lord God, who has said that I'm chosen, that I'm a royal priesthood, that my God who said that if I seek him first, the king, his kingdom, that everything else will be added unto me. My God, who said that he come to give me life, that I may have it more abundantly. So I come to encourage somebody on tonight. The reason why some of you haven't gotten what God has said belong to you is because you're listening to other voices. And God has simply asked me to tell you on tonight. God has simply told me to ask you on tonight. Can you hear me now? Because I'm speaking. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. Kevin, let's open the lines.
Amen. Dr. Henderson, what a powerful, powerful word. Now, Dr. Henderson, you know we got to get a Lord a hand clap of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all put your hands together right now for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen, Dr. Henderson. Woo! Praise God. Well, Dr. Henderson, you know, this word tonight, you know, I had to take some notes. I hope y'all took some notes out there on this one, ladies and gentlemen. But, Doc, I had to take some notes on this one. But what I got out of this tonight, Dr. Henderson, is that when God speaks, he is saying, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, that I need your full attention. How many times have we heard that from other people, ladies and gentlemen? When God speaks, Dr. Henderson, he needs your full attention. How many times have you heard that in your growing up, ladies and gentlemen, from your family, from your mama or your grandmama? They need your full attention. When they're speaking, they want you to look at them, listen to them, and then do what they told you to do. We need your full attention, ladies and gentlemen, right now in Jesus' name. God bless you, Dr. Henderson. What a powerful, powerful word tonight.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nice. Woo! Dr. Henderson, that plane is already taken care of because they're going to have the full attention of you. When you step on that plane, they're going to have your full attention. So you're done. You're done. You're going to have a good trip over there. Praise God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the lines. We're so excited about the Straight to the Point Midnight Hour with Prophet Dr. T. Henderson. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, we're going to open up the lines as Dr. Henderson requested. We're on the World Wide Web, ladies and gentlemen, so we're going to mention only your last four digits. And we're going to keep it moving. Dr. Henderson, our first caller is one of the most famous extensions on the planet, 4489. God bless you. You're live on the air. God bless you.
Good evening, Dr. Henderson, Dr. Vaughn. God bless you. Dr. Henderson, drop the mic.
Good, doctor.
My God.
Yes, praise him.
That was... look, I'm taking this one. That was for me.
Praise him.
You can't let no one label you. You are God's chosen.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
Get in your word, get in God's face, and do what he asked you to do.
That's right.
And don't let no one label you. I don't care.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Who it is. No matter who it is. That's right.
It doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter anything about your past when people want to call
crazy. That's
right. I think you were crazy for calling you crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amen.
You know, is that the best you can do? But I am so excited. This word was for me tonight. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. Yes, ma'am. God is calling you. God is trying to take you higher. He wants you to you know, Dwight out, don't listen to the noise. Because he said, I'm speaking. Can you hear me now? He said, don't listen to the loud noise. Don't listen to the clatter. He said, because I'm speaking, and it's very important that you hear me and hear me clearly. Can you hear me now?
Hallelujah.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, Jesus.
Amen.
We hear you now. I'm hearing God.
Praise God.
Amen. But God said it don't matter what, you know, the doctors say. They just men.
That's right. It don't matter what they say. It's what he say. If he say you healed, you healed. If he say you delivered, you delivered. If you say he set you free, you set free.
Because
the son set free is free indeed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, I just feel like how the saying go, run. I mean,
do some cartwheels and flip.
Just run like someone left the gate open.
Yes.
Just run. And you go run right into the arms of Jesus. Dr.
Amen.
Henderson, I really appreciate you tonight.
Love you. Amen. God bless you.
You know we love you, and you have a safe trip and enjoy.
Thank you. Keep us in prayer. Yes, absolutely.
Yes, and
thank
we will
you.
Keep you in prayer, and we will keep
thank
you listening.
Thank you so much.
I love this word tonight. This word
God
just
said.
Amen.
Amen. God
bless you. So
thank you,
Elder, and we thank you. I thank you very much. Here he is. God bless you.
Okay. God bless you. All right.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
God bless you, man of God. How are you?
Doing really good. I mean, what a powerful message. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? Yes.
You know, see, we have to listen to what God is saying, and God has a very small and still voice, and you got to be able to have your eardrums open. You know, like you got like when you was in the kindergarten or grade school, they used to be sure that you had your ears clean, that you didn't have no wax in it, so you could hear what your teacher was saying.
Right.
The teacher was saying, "Can you hear me now?" The teacher was saying, "Can you hear me now?" But
right.
But you know, this is a powerful message tonight. I mean, God is good, and you know, it's so worthy to be praised. I heard so much of me in that message tonight. I took
praise
that message
God.
Tonight because
praise
you know
I got to be a little
more opening, you know, than I am. I'm opening, but I need to be opening a little bit more so I can really hear. You know what God is telling me to do from day to day, from night to night, and day to day. So because I know God is about ready to do something, I gotta get some more wax out of my ears so I can really. I still got some wax left in there from grade school that I wasn't able to get out. So now that I can hear, I'm gonna be able to hear. I'll be able to clean my ears. You know, a little better than I have been doing, so I can hear exactly what God is saying. And because I know, I believe deep down in my soul that God is saying something.
Yeah.
And I just can't quite get it yet because I got to get down there and clean my ears out a little bit more. I know God come to you plain, in plain English, but sometimes it comes with a little small voice. And, I mean, you really got to really hear because he don't talk loud at all. God is a soft-spoken God. And you really got to hear what he said because he'll come back, he'll say something, and then he gone.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
so,
yeah.
So, 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 So we got to really.
So God dropped the mic.
So hey, amen for the mic, baby. Amen. So God is good, and worthy to be praised. And I really thank you for that message tonight because it was for me tonight. I took
Amen.
It personally, you know, tonight.
Amen. Amen.
I'm
praise God.
From this day forward, I'm going to be really, really listening. Really listening.
Yeah.
I think song one time says, somebody listening in my ear or something like that. Hi, go. Lily, I've been listening for my name, something like that. Well, Liz listening for my name. Yeah, something like that. But you know, I'm going to be really listening from this day forward and really, you know, keep my mind clear, keep my mind focused on what God is really, really telling me because I know he's talking, but I'm not quite getting it yet. And it's just something there that it's I'm hearing it, but I'm not hearing it all the way. You know what I mean? And you know, so anyway.
Well,
go ahead.
One thing that Eli finally told Samuel was, next time he speaks, say, "Here am I, speak, Lord. Here am I." And that's when the Lord spoke. The Lord didn't speak when Samuel went back and just lay down. He just called him again. But he didn't, he didn't tell him what he wanted. And so Samuel answered, hallelujah. It's very important that when God speaks, we got to be able to acknowledge him, my God.
Right.
We got to be able to acknowledge him as Lord. He said, here I am, speak, Lord. So that's when God began to speak. So you got to get into the position where you acknowledge that, God, I acknowledge that it's you, you're speaking. And then just say, speak to your servant. That's what he said, your servant. Let him know that I'm not coming to you as prophet and doctor and bishop and apostle. And I'm coming to you as a servant. You are my Lord. Now speak to me. I'm just a vessel. And a lot of times we miss God when we try to come back to God and we try to come back as if we already made it or we got it all together or we already know the answer. Instead of saying, Lord, I'm humble. I come humbly before you and I ask you to just speak. What do you want me to do? And he will speak. He may not speak in a still small voice. He may give you a dream. He may give you a vision. You know, he's speaking so many ways. He's always speaking. God is always speaking. You know, a lot of times people think God hasn't answered, and God said, I already answered you. You just weren't listening. Or you went into somebody else's word over mine, and I gave you the answer. You know, so we got to just, just humble and say, Lord, it's me. Oh, it's me again. You know, when I talk to God, I don't come as prophet, as doctor. I come crying half the time like a little baby. Oh, God, Lord Jesus, what you want me to do? What should I do next? I don't come, you know, oh, Lordy, and all these big old words. And I don't do none of that crap. You know what I'm saying? I come just talking. I don't come when it's just me and God. You know, perfect example last night, 2-4 o'clock in the morning, he wakes me up. I'm just talking. I'm like, God, now, what you going to do? This is for you. This ain't mine. What we going to do? You going to have to, just talk to him like, you know, he's, you know, God feels us. He's, you know, he knows our feelings. He knows what we're going through. He already knows. I think once we get it in our mind that he already know what we're thinking, that he already know how we feel, I think, and I'm not just talking about you, I'm just talking in general. Once we as a people get in our mind that we can't fool God, we don't have to come before God trying to act like we all big and bad and bold. We could just come to God just as Samuel did and say, here I am, Lord, it's your servant, speak. Pretty much If you don't know what to do, just say, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I need some direction. I need some clarity. And, you know, right. not come before God saying, Lord, you called me. I'm this prophet. I'm this doctor. I'm this. I got this and I got that and then it is and this and I'm this and I'm that. And God is like, I hear what you're saying out your mouth, but I'm looking in your heart and you're nervous. You're scared. You know, you feel ashamed. So I want you to tell me how you really feel. You're hurting. You feel discouraged. It's okay to tell me, Lord, I'm hurting. I feel discouraged. I don't know how I'm going to make it. Lord, what do we do? It's okay. But what God does not want us to do is to come before him acting like we got it all together when he already know we don't.
Yes,
and that's
yes.
why a lot of people don't get what God wants them to have because we wear a facade. We wear a mask. And God said, no, I want you to tell me what I see in your heart. I want you to speak to me what's really in your heart, how you really feel about that thing. And then I can bless you. Then we can go from there. Amen?
Yes.
So.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So, yeah,
God.
So God is good. Amen. He's faithful. He's always speaking. Always speaking.
Yes,
always.
Yes.
Always,
yes,
you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, God
Amen.
Is good.
Yes, sir.
So you have a nice and safe and wonderful trip.
Okay,
return.
Sir. All right. Thank you so much, y'all. Pray, keep us in prayer. God bless you. God bless you. Amen.
Hey, amen. Amen. Amen, Dr. Henderson. Hey, Dr. Henderson, our next caller, actually, it's a private line. Private line. You're live on the air with Dr. Henderson. God bless you. God bless you. Private line. You're live on the air. We got you on the air, private line. Bless you.
I guess it's private for a reason, Kevin. Let's go to the next.
Amen.
Let's go to the next.
Amen. And we'll give you one more second. You may be on mute. We'll give you a second. They may be just listening tonight. So thank you so much for listening. God
yeah,
bless
a lot
you.
Of people listening. Yeah.
Amen. God bless you. It could be at work. You know, you never know. God bless you. Hey, our next caller, Dr. Henderson, 1795. You're live on the air. God bless you.
The Lord, everybody. How y'all doing?
God bless you. God bless you.
Yes.
How are you?
Listen, I'm doing wonderful. I am at work, but I remember that it was straight to the point night. And about probably the last 7 or 8 minutes, I snuck outside, and I'm outside now, y'all. Y'all pray for me, but I'm still in
the
time.
Oh, Lord, don't get in trouble. No, Lord.
But I come outside, and I heard about the last 6-7 minutes of the message, and can you hear me now? And I'm telling
yeah.
you, just from what I heard, I knew I dialed in at the right time because I heard it's just what
God.
I needed to hear.
Praise
And, you
God.
Know, and I just have to say, I'm probably one of the ones that talks my own self out of most things because I
yeah.
just constantly tell
yeah.
myself, you ain't ready, you ain't ready, you got to do this, you got to
yeah.
do this, you got to fix
yeah.
this got to be fixed. You know, and then I thought that was good enough of a word. And then you start to comment to the last couple, and you started talking about how to come to God, to take that
yeah.
mask off and take that mask off, basically, and just come back
yeah.
because you know anyway. But I
he
still
already
try to
knows.
Sometimes. Yeah, I still find myself trying to come bold and be like, well, God, you know. But I thank God for the word of the Lord that I heard, because this is really going to help me. Because I really know, because I'm telling you, God, I don't know what else God could say to me to get me out. I'm like, come
yeah.
on, Jesus. Just keep on working with me. One thing I know about God, though, God will wait on you. He will wait
that's
on you.
That's what he did. That's what he did with Samuel. He didn't intervene. He waited to say. He waited. If you read 1 Samuel 3, he didn't say nothing. He let Samuel get up and go to Eli. He just watched him. Ain't say a word.
Yes.
Just watched him.
Yes.
And I said, God,
yes.
you ain't say you could intervene and say it's me. He said, nope. Until they recognize it's me, then I will speak. So he waited. He will watch you. People watch you.
That's
Amen.
Exactly where it's at. Because I know that this process and this test is so that I may know him for
That's
myself
right.
and that
for
I
yourself.
May know his voice. Because
That's
if
right.
I don't know his voice, somebody else could keep talking me out of it. But I thank God
That's
for this,
right.
and I thank God for
Amen.
Right where he has me. And
That's
I'm
right.
You, I'm coming out. Listen,
you
I'm coming out.
You
I'm,
know
gonna
what?
See me.
I'm pulling you out of it. I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you in the name of Jesus. I'm pulling you up and I'm pulling you out. It's your time.
Yes.
Come on out of hiding in the name of Jesus. Come on out of there. Amen. God bless you, my sister. I love you so much.
Every time I'm on this line, I feel fire. I ain't lying, y'all. I feel fire in me. I
praise
the Lord. Come outside and walk. I'm way
praise
up here.
Praise Him. Praise Him. Hallelujah. I pray that the fire you feel on tonight will burn out that fear, burn out that doubt, so you can walk in your purpose, in the plan that He has for your life. And, you know, you got so much to offer the people, and the enemy is trying to silence you. But in the name of Jesus, I command that spiritual muzzle. He's trying to put a muzzle over your mouth so you won't speak. But I command in the name of Jesus for that muzzle to be destroyed, not broken, but
in
destroyed. If something is destroyed, it can't get put back together again. So in the name of Jesus, I destroy that muzzle that the enemy is trying to put over your mouth. Well, in this case, I'm not just talking about your natural mouth. I'm talking about in the spirit realm. But the devil is a liar. I command you to come forth and break out. Hallelujah. To break out of that muscle so that you can allow the Holy Ghost to do what it is that He has called and purpose for you to do on the earth. Speak His word, sir. It's in there. This is your season. This is your time. Speak it. And don't worry about what folks are saying. You just need to know what God is saying. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you, my
Amen.
God.
God bless you.
Thanks for listening. Love you the bunches.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, I'll be in touch with you. God bless you all.
Okay. Keep us in prayer as we head out to the UK. Blessings. Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. God bless you. Good
night. Bye-bye. Amen, Dr. Henderson. Dr. Henderson, our next caller. Last four digits is 9477. 9477, you're live on the air with Dr. Henderson. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, Dr. Henderson. Dr. Dolores, how are you?
Good. God bless you. Praise Him.
This is Apostle Vicki. How are you?
Yes, Apostle. How you doing, Apostle? God bless you. You have
I'm wonderful.
Yeah, your presence on tonight. God bless you.
I'm excited. I'm excited. I was a little late joining in, but I'm like the sister that was before me. I got on when I was supposed to get on, so I give God praise for that. And the word, can you hear me now? I'm telling you, that's a good thing. And a couple of points that you said was that when God called Samuel, the only thing God said was Samuel. He was waiting for Samuel to acknowledge him.
Yeah.
But I like the fact that he went to Eli, who was actually his spiritual leader, his spiritual covering, and he gave him wise and sound advice. See, a lot of times we can go to leaders that ain't going to give us nothing.
Right.
They don't give us that sound advice. They don't give us wisdom. But Eli said, next time you hear your name, you answer, Lord, you know, whatever it was that he told him to say. And then when Samuel went back and God called, Samuel answered according to what Eli had instructed him to say. And that's when God spoke, because he followed the instructions that was given to him. So sometimes if we don't understand, you know, we as leaders, it is our responsibility to make sure that we are getting correct wisdom knowledge to those
that
come to us asking questions. So, you know, that they can hear God. Because, I mean, you know, if we give them wrong information, then we're taking them further from God and we become their God. And that is not what God would
have
us to do.
That's right.
So we have to make sure that we are giving them the instructions that God would have us to give them. So it's important that we seek God as well, that we hear from God as well. So when someone comes to us asking a question, then we can give them sound advice. We can give them wisdom. We can give them what to say. So, you know, and that was important to me, that Eli told him what to say. And when he went back and followed the instructions given by Levi, God spoke. So, you know, that was just the part that really.
My only problem with Eli was it took too long for him to know that it was God speaking to him. And so
That's very true.
Right. So sometimes, he gave him the right answer at the end. And I think that, and I guess that was important. But also that, you know, a lot of times, and you said it, you hit it on the nail, it's very important that leaders are hearing God. Especially if we say we got spiritual children and we're mentoring people and we got people coming up, that we know the voice of God for ourselves, that when our mentees come to us, like you just said, that we can get them sound advice. So the only problem I had was Eli, you gave him the wrong answer the first two or three times, but then you got it right. You said, well, this must be the Lord. But, you know, I wish you would have been able to know his voice. So, you know, when Samuel came to you, even when he came, okay, the first time, that's the benefit of doubt. Second time, you should have been like, God. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, but again, that just goes to show that God was just showing Samuel, who he was grooming to be a prophet, that as my spokesperson, you got to know my voice, and it has to be louder than your mentor's voice. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Meaning that, I, we appreciate our mentors. We appreciate our spiritual mentors, our spiritual leaders. We love them. We bless them. But sometimes we don't even get it all right. So we should be, like you said last week, that we should be sending people to God, showing people God. One thing that I talked about, and I don't know if I talked about it last week, but I don't know if I posted about it, but I saw it was very important as leaders that we lead the people to Jesus. You know, a lot of times as we be wanting the glory, we be wanting the praise, and God is saying enough of that already. I want you to lead them to me because you're human, you're flesh, you're going to make a mistake. We're bound to make mistakes. But if you lead them to me, their expectation not going to be in you, it's going to be in me, who is Jesus, who would never leave them and forsake you. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yep. And like you said, with Eli, and the point is that it just shows that even as a leader that he didn't get it right, but he eventually got it right.
It
shows that we need to be prayed up as well. We have not arrived. Yeah. We don't have it going on. And like you said earlier, we carry the title apostle, we carry the title confidence doctor, we carry the title, whatever title we carry, we still haven't arrived. So, you were saying, can you hear me now? So, you know, that's across the board. That is across the board. So, I just bless the Lord that I was able to get in, when I got in, as they say. And I'm lifting up you and the traveling for Traveling Mercy and the company that is going with you. I'm excited for you. I just know that it's going to be all that and some more, as they say, with a bag of chips and french fries and all that good stuff. But I know you're going and you're going to handle the business of the Lord, and I know that they are being prepared for you. I decree and declare that the souls are already being prepared, that as you go, I cancel any assignment of the enemy that would try to raise up against you. Every witchcraft, every doctor, every voodoo, it does not have any power or authority because of the anointing that you walk in and those that are going with you. In the name of Jesus, we know that it is done, and so shall it be. Amen.
Thank you, Apostle. God bless you. Thank you for praying for me out in the open and counsel out the enemy. And everything that he has, a lot of times we pray in private for people, but I thank you that you openly rebuke the enemy, and I thank you, you used your voice to openly rebuke him. You spoke it.
Amen.
Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you. 100 times bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
Thanks for listening, Kevin.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. Well, Dr. Henderson, back to you. What a powerful, powerful program. God bless you.
Bless the Lord, and God is speaking to everyone on tonight, no matter what title and position you're in, and he's just basically saying, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? And I'm speaking. I want to bless you. I want to give you the desires of your heart. I want to take you to the next level. I want to open up. I want to expand your horizons. I want to expand your borders. I want to enlarge your territory. I want to allow you to walk into your wealthy place. I want you to have all these things. I want your children saved, and I want you to be fruitful, and I want you to multiply. But I need you to know my voice. My voice. Can you hear me now? So we're at the end of the show, and I want to thank each and every one of you guys for tuning in on tonight. I know that a lot of people are tuning in on the internet tonight. Those people who are tuning in, who are live, who did not want to speak, I thank God for all of you, and I know that so many people are going to replay this message, and I want to thank everybody who commented on tonight, from the Hembricks to Apostle Vicky to Evangelist Mays, and even to my private caller. I want to thank you for coming on, and I pray that something that I said that it changed your life, and that it's okay that you're a private caller. It's okay, and I just pray that God will bless you, that whatever you're going through, whatever issues that you're facing, I pray that God will open up the windows of heaven and pull you out a blessing. And I just hear something about finance. So if you're dealing with a financial situation or a financial issue, or if you're dealing with an issue that's hindering you from making a financial decision or a financial move, and or a career move or a business move. I just hear business, career, ministry, assignment. I hear all that wrapped up in one for you. I pray that God will release. I hear the Lord saying release, and that he will bless you and bless you indeed, and that he will enlarge. And for all my people, all the people who spoke on tonight was, and you know, who blessed me and ask the Lord to have safe travels. I pray that God will open up the windows of heaven and pull you all out a blessing, that you won't have enough room to receive. I pray that God will bless your house. As God blessed me, that he will bless you. And that as God pour blessings, rain, when he pour down blessings and rain down blessings, that God will pour down and that he will raise down blessings in your household. As he visit my home, as he visit my children's home, I pray that he will visit your home and your children's home. And that when he visits you, not just pass you by. It used to be a song, do not pass me back, Savior. Hear my humble cry, why art thou all calling? Please do not pass me by. I pray that the Lord will not pass you by in this season. Hallelujah. That you will hearken to his voice. And you will say as Samuel said, Lord, here am I. Speak, Lord. Comes to my mind a song that I heard on my favorite movie, The Color Purple. She says, speak, Lord, speak to me. Oh, speak, Lord. I was so blind. I was so lost until you spoke to me. So God is speaking, and he wants you. He wants to remove the blinders off your eyes. He wants you to return back home to him again. He wants a relationship with you. He's speaking, and he simply sent me to tell you, to ask you this question. Can you hear me now? You've been listening to Straight to the Point. I won't be here next week, but you can tune in. I think I'm going to have special guests speaking on my behalf while I'm out. I have to ask them before I announce it, but you will have a Straight to the Point. It just won't be me speaking. So we'll be next Monday night on 347-843-4559 at 8 o'clock p.m. But you can always go back and listen to all of the, for the last almost, I think it's going on 7 years that I've been on this show, that you can go back and listen to all of the radio broadcasts. You can go back and listen to this show over and over and over again on the Men's Let's Talk Network.com and go scroll down and look for Straight to the Point. So I'm about to go on tonight. Before I leave, I want to leave you all with these three things. Always love and love hard. Always forgive and forgive fast. And always, 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 you hear me on tonight, my friends, always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you and have a good night.
David said, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot
Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, you've been listening to Straight to the Point, Midnight Hour with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember, we're here, Lord willing, every Monday evening, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the network, ladies and gentlemen. So let everybody know about that. If you need some more details, you can send me a quick text. I'll be glad to send you what you need about the programming and information on how to get to it as well at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Just text me. We'll give you more information about Straight to the Point, Midnight Hour with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next time on the network. Remember, Jesus is Lord.